The best of the best can be found in the High School Hall of Fame, and it's already championship season this fall. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Over the 100 years of the MHSAA's existence, there have been numerous memorable moments, classic games, and standout performers. 10 standouts have gone on to be selected for the National High School Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame started in 1982, and in 1983, Michigan had its first representative added, Charles E. Forsyth, the first executive director of the MHSAA. After that, River Rouge boys basketball coach Lofton Green was inducted in 1986. Warren Regina's Diane Laffey went in 2000. Fenville's Richie Jordan in 2001. Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggett's Bob Wood in 2005. Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook's Jim Johnson in 2007. Owasso's Brad Van Pelt in 2011. Vermontville Maple Valley's Ken Beardsley in 2016. Retired MHSAA Executive Director Jack Roberts in 2022. And Dearborn Heights Robichaud's Tyrone Wheatley just this past summer. The National High School Hall of Fame has nearly 530 inductees, with at least one from every state. Inductees include student athletes, coaches, officials, administrators, participants in the performing arts, and other individuals who've made outstanding contributions to high school sports. Each year at the NFHS's summer meetings, a new class goes into the hall. For more on the Michigan contingent in the National High School Hall of Fame, please go to MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Holland's Otis Fickle, who scored four times, including the game winner in a 5-4 win over Holland Christian. The win clinched a share of the OK Black Conference title for Holland. Cadillac's Cassie Genema, she had 15 kills, 3 blocks, 47 assists, and 49 digs as the Vikings beat Clare, Fruitport, and Midland in a non-conference volleyball quad. And a Holland West Ottawa's Helen Sachs. She was first at the Portage Invitational, the seventh straight cross-country race she's won this year.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
It's 2nd and 10 for Team A at their own 40-yard line. They complete a pass to Team B's 30-yard line, but fumble the ball forward, where Team A recovers at the 22-yard line. During the play, Team B is flagged for roughing the passer. Assuming Team A accepts the penalty, where is the penalty enforced? Is it enforced from the spot of the foul? Enforced from the previous spot, enforced from the spot of the fumble, or enforced from the spot of the fumble recovery. If you said enforced from the spot of the recovery, you are correct. Since it was recovered at the 22-yard line and roughing is a 15-yard penalty, it would be enforced half the distance to the goal line. First down and 10 for Team A from the 11-yard line.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The first MHSAA championships for the 2024-25 school year are in the books, with champions in UP girls tennis. In Division I, Negaunee brought home the trophy for a third straight year. The Miners got wins in number 2 and number 4 singles and swept the four doubles matches. Ishpeming Westwood came in second, Escanaba was third. In Division II, Ishpeming narrowly defeated West Iron County for the title. Ishpeming was victorious in number 1, 2, and 3 doubles en route to a second straight D2 title. Norway came in third. Next up, Lower Peninsula girls golf and LP boys tennis crown champions next week. Then it's boys soccer and cross country on Saturday, November 2nd. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.